Podcast Network Asia.
Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life channel. This is your host Dennis. Our goal and our hope is to inspire you to live your full life in Christ through coaching, through content, and through community. We want you to become better leaders in your home, in your workplace, and in the greater community where you are in. We are excited because we're dishing out a lot of content for you to consume so that you may better grow in where God has placed you. I want you to live a purposeful life this year. So God bless you and enjoy this episode.
When you understand who you are, you now find your why. Hanapin mo yung why mo. Your purpose. Why am I created? What will I do? What is my purpose? Pastor Steve said, nothing has more potential to complicate your life than a clear calling from God. Okay? Grabe, ang dami naming ambisyon ni Tammy. Mag-artista kami. Okay? Pero si Niyo na lang. Sa Niyo, ikaw na lang. Okay? Live my life. Okay? Or gusto ko, ha, grabe, gusto ko maging multi-billionaire. Like my uncle. Okay?
Pinanindigan.
Ha? Talagang ano na yun, no? Tinanggap ko na, na uncle ko siya. Pero ang pinaka-connection lang namin, SM Advantage Holder ako. No? So, yun na yun, okay? Hindi man lang prestige. Mahal nung prestige eh. 500 points pa kailangan. So, nothing has more potential to mess you up than a clear calling from God. Understanding my why. This was my path. Now I understand who I am. Nothing to prove. I walk differently now in the path where God wants me to be. Now, sabi ko nga, ang hirap ng mga ganitong session kasi it takes 3, 5, 6, 8 hours. Right? In fact, when we were discussing our mission statement, it took us years and decades to finally come up with a sentence and a paragraph and points so that we can live out the assignment that God has for us. Yung una, sino-shortcut na lang namin, pwede ba? See creatures, honor God, make disciples. Pero victory yun eh, hindi see creatures yun eh. And we have to really wrestle with the Lord. Lord, ano ba talaga? What are we called to do? Now, you have to assess yung pain points mo. What's pain points? Every morning you wake up, you're given an opportunity. To what? To solve a problem. All of us. You look at the Bible. David, Joseph, Abraham. Everybody was called to solve a problem. What problem am I trying to solve? What is my purpose? What is my assignment? I remember being invited to a convention of sales agents. 1,000+, like this. And then the speaker was a multimillionaire from Malaysia. And I was the second one. Pero siya yung main speaker. Pero frontline ko siya. Next naman, di ba? Tapos ako yung pangalawa. Ako yung pastor na magpipreach sa kanila. So I was so excited. I got my notebook ready because this guy was going to tell us how to be successful. This guy comes up very sharp, Americana, nice shoes, went up, millionaire guy, fly all the way from Malaysia to be there. He starts with a statement. Who among you want to be rich? Hala, woo! Mga Pinoy talaga, di ba? Woo! Parang prayer and fasting lang, di ba? Financial breakthrough, woo! Di ba? Spiritual breakthrough, yeah, Lord. Di ba? Mas maingay ang finances eh, di ba? So, who among you want to be like me? Yeah. Tapos, he started for 30 minutes, rambled about what? His sports car, his multiple girlfriends, and the luxurious life. I was there. I was so excited to take down notes. I couldn't write anything. Sabi ko, pambihira, sana ako na lang yung binayaran nila ng mas mahal. Lab gift lang bibigyan nila kay pastor eh. This guy was talking nothing. There was nothing I can write that would make me feel satisfied and fulfilled with the calling and purposes of God because I don't want a sports car. Because I have 5 kids. But the world claps their hands. Pay the respect. And 1,000+ people would go out in the workplace. Every day, hustle, grind, maghahanap patay, hindi maghahanap buhay. For what? A sports car, a girlfriend, and a luxurious lifestyle. It's like, wow, such an empty life. I don't want to be the empty millionaire. Kaya sabi nga ni Apostle Bono, we still haven't found what we're looking for. We've searched, we've looked. Paano na buhay? Ganito lang ba? Pain points. What problem am I trying to solve? Anong problema ang sinosolve nyo ngayon? Next is the PowerPoint. Do keynote to, no? Okay. What am I good at? Saan ba ako magaling? Natanong mo na ba yon? Kasi may mga kaibigan kami, kaya ko gawin yan. Oo, kaya mo gawin naman lahat. Pero saan ka magaling? What did God give you? What are the sets, skill sets, talent that God has given you that you need to cultivate so that you will be doing what God has designed you to be? PowerPoint. Sabi sa Bible, you're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And all of us are different, right? Kaya may uso mga personality type, test, di ba bakit? We're all different. How did God design me? Where am I good at? Ito yung tinatawag ni Jim Collins na hedgehog concept. Very practical, pero sobrang nakatulong sa amin. Number one, yung passion mo lang. Okay, later I'll describe passion, no? Medyo iba yung definition ko ng passion kay Jim Collins. What are you passionate about? Number two, what are you best in the world? And number three, what would give you money? Because you still need to eat, right? Because we run in economics. In the middle is your hedgehog. Yan yung tinatarget mo. Di-design ko yung buhay ko na I'm loving what I'm doing, I'm good at it, and it brings in money for the family so that I could feed, I could bless, I could live this life. Not always asking. But I am now a producer, no longer just a consumer. Where am I good at? Yan, kailangan nyo yung i-wrestle. Pag-uwi nyo, picturean nyo na lang. Sama mo na kami, okay. Tapos i-wrestle nyo to. O Google nyo na lang the hedgehog concept. See what's in the middle and design your life by looking at that. So sabi ko nga, it took us more than decades to finally write down our mission statement. Here's mine. Later, I'll let Tammy share. Hindi po siya decoration dito, okay. Magsasalita yan mamaya, okay. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Pwede ka pa post ng iba. Okay, so. Tumataas value ko pag maganda yung kasama mo, di ba? Grabe nung youth kami, walang pumapansin sa akin. Wala talaga. Oh Lord, paano ba yan? Di ba? Eh, buti na lang, may nauto ako. Okay. Pastor Gilbert, nung ka-holding hands ko na, parang lahat, Lodi. My mission, and here's what I wrote. Okay? As of now, this is my mission statement. Is to inspire people to live their full life in Christ so that they may become better leaders in their homes, their work, and the world. That's mine. I think till I'm old, I want to inspire people to live their full life. Hashtag the John 10:10 life, the Zoe life in Christ that overflows. Whether you're in ministry, you're in the workplace, you're a millionaire, or you're poor, my mission is to inspire you to live that full life that can only be found in Christ.
Thank you so much for those of you who watched this episode or listened to this episode on Spotify. If you are in YouTube, please like and subscribe to our channel. There will be more contents like this coming out on a regular basis. For those of you in Spotify, we'd also like for you to subscribe and give a good rating in our podcast. This would help spread the word so that your family, your friends can live a purposeful life this year. God bless you guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.